Harl.
Good morning and welcome. We've read the original submission, thanks for putting that in. You don't need to reread that to us, but you're very welcome to.
Has the secretary given you the amended copy?
Yep. So you just have me.
With the chairman's permission for public record, I'd prefer to read.
Yeah, that's fine. Just
a new one. It'll take a few minutes.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Thank you for the opportunity to make a submission. My wife and I farm sheep and beef on 300 hectares at Clifton on the west bank of the Wyal River. The Harrell family purchased land at Clifton in 1891 and have been farming in the Wyal Valley ever since. I declare an interest as chairman of the Wyal River Liaison Committee, a sitting member of the Wyal Working Party and a joint chair of the Wyal River Care Group, which brings together the Tuatapere Township and other stakeholders living below the Mararoa control structure operated by Meridian Energy. My concerns around this plan is that this hearing panel will oversee the introduction of regulations that reinforce the rights of Meridian Energy to breach Objective 9 of the Water and Land Plan due to the lack of minimum flow to manage aquatic ecosystem health and doesn't provide for water for my community's social, economic and cultural well-being. The Wyal River Care Group, which met on the 7th of June 2017, overwhelmingly support an increase in river flow, with the range of views from a minimum of 50 cumecs to those who want 150 cumecs. There was much concern about the Manapouri Development Act of 1963 and the Water and Land Plan's Objective 10 around national importance for Meridian's operation, as it sets another legal precedent that imprisoned the Lower Wyal to another 35 years of degradation. Some members of the public thought that national importance would include the Lower Wyal as Meridian's spillway, and to get recognition of this, that the only way forward was litigation. Protecting water quality was high on the wish list for the community, and Environment Southland Land Sustainability staff gave the public and farmers a good overview of what can be achieved collectively by best practice on farm. The Wyal Working Party have been lobbying to increase the minimum flow for many years, and there is much data that would suggest a 50 cumec minimum flow would get widespread support, even though it is less than 10% of the total flow. My community's only opportunity to renegotiate the next water right and resource consent for Meridian is in 2031. And these negotiations will be complex, and much of the science is underway to provide the community with robust data to make decisions on how to improve the ecology of the Wyal River over the next 30-year consent term. The National Policy Statement on Freshwater, NPS, requires Environment Southland to complete implementation by 31st of December 2025, with the latest amendments bringing that forward. The introduction of Freshwater Management Units, FMU, for the Lower Wyal at this date will compromise my community's ability to negotiate an increase in the minimum flow and find stakeholder-based solutions with the best science available to find a sustainable balance between both Meridian's continued operation of electricity generation and the ecology of the Lower Wyal River. This will require an engineering solution to the Mararoa Control Gates, MLC, to improve the flow regime, which will be a change from the current dry spillway over low rainfall periods. Any discussion around limit setting will require a combination of new thinking for all involved to find best practice for the farming community and an acknowledgement from Meridian that the status quo on the current flow regime is not sustainable. It is my view that this is unlikely to be negotiated before 2030. Decision sought. Acknowledge the Lower Wyal as a unique situation and invoke policy E1B of the NPS and set back the full completion date until the 31st of the 12th, 2030 to align with Meridian's operating consent renewal and to get the best planning outcome for the environment. My last key issue for this catchment is water allocation. As under Objective 11, water is to be used efficiently. Decision sought. Will the plan be able to assess efficient use of water that is fully allocated to Meridian? And will the plan create provisions for other water uses? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Are you for questions now?
Yes, sir.
Morris.
No, I don't think I have, Peter. I know your issue. I'm not sure if you're able to deal with it that well. The chairman might be able to explain it a bit more, but
I appreciate
what you're saying.
If we had a blank piece of paper, Morris, as to what the future would look like for the Waiau River, then there will be extreme views. But the one thing about a catchment group and the working party type group is you get all stakeholders and you start to learn everybody's view. And somewhere we've got to steer down the middle, which is where we want to go for the long-term health of the river. So if I had a blank piece of paper and now that technology has moved forward, then I would see one gate at least on the Mararoa control structure for the Manapouri that would allow extra water through, because the Mararoa Weir has a design problem and it's built too high. And the concrete sill holds too much water back and we can't release any of it. So an engineering solution would be required, and if in that solution we could also get a fish pass, then we could solve some of the issues around the migration of the long-term eel. As some members of the community, you know, we've put a lot of effort into that, but the reality is we're catching 11,000 eels by hand and throwing them over the dam, and then we're trying to catch them again at spawning time and throw the 90-year-old ones over the dam downhill. And in the meantime, they're following the 520 cumics and going through the generator and coming out of sushi. So I think we could find a solution for the future that would tick some of the boxes. I don't think we'll get a solution that will tick all of them, but there are some things we could mitigate. And I think that the community needs to put up its hand now, because electricity generators, as large companies, don't like surprises. But we're telling them this 10 years out and saying by 2025 we'll be full on in this process of renewing the resource consent. And this would be on our wish list of things, and that gives them time to budget, plan it, engineer it, and work and model the flows. So that's some of those views around that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. What I'm saying is I'm not clear what this water plan, what we could write into this water plan to give effect to your concerns. I'm not sure if there's much we can do.
Well, the FMU is going to be really complex, because below that control structure, that we just don't have that water. So how are you going to install an FMU on such a small amount of water coming out? And you could compare it to other streams, but when you look at the size of the FMU, you can't. So I guess the community would say, where does national importance stop and where does it finish? Is national importance the generator at West Arm? If it is, then it's also part of that control structure on the Mararoa.
So I'm just going to jump in now. And so I understand your concern about the date for doing the FMU for this catchment. That's not something we can deal with as a panel. The council has set a progressive implementation program under policy E1 of the MPS, which you're probably aware of. It currently has the completion date of July 2020 for that Waiau catchment. That's not something we as a panel can go in and change, because we're not the council. We're different than the council. So, but under the MPS amendments that were released last week, the MPS 2017, the council, so not us, but the council has to revisit that program, and it has to revisit that by December 2018. So the dates that are in the current progressive implementation have to be revisited by the council. So there is an opportunity for the council to take on board the concerns you're raising, but as a panel we can't do that. So,
but as far as the setting of the FMU, the commissioners can be made aware of the complexities around it. And I think you're right, regional council, under the amendment, still have the right to go out to 2030 if they think it's a unique situation.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And what if I'm they think it's a better planning outcome. They've brought that date forward, but you're saying the two commissioners can't, but we do have three regional councillors here on the panel.
And I understand that you're addressing your concerns to them and you're hoping they'll take them back to the wider council.
And hoping that some experience from other catchments that you're able to pass on to those councils.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'll just see if we have any further questions for you. Obviously, I don't think we need to question you any further on that particular issue, but I'll see if the panel has any questions on any other issues that you raised in your submission. Anything else?
No, I understand the issue. Your issue.
Anything else on any other issues?
No, not me.
All right, so thank you very much for coming in and making your point to us.